shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news this morning, a woman is shot to death in Durham. This is a live look from the scene on Glasson Street. The WRL breaking news tracker is there as homicide detectives have taped off a local apartment complex.
And it feels pleasant as you head out the door this morning. Our temperatures are in the 50s and 60s. We'll see temperatures dropping today with a little less humidity. I'll show you when that will change again coming up.
And for the first time in 4 years, the Carolina Hurricanes will kick off the Eastern Conference Finals today. We are live outside PNC Arena with a look at what to expect as the team proves why they are back in the finals. They look great with the sunglasses and the suits there. Ah, yes, suited up and ready to go. It is 4:30 on your Thursday. We're all wearing our Carolina Hurricanes red, you know, sending them good vibes. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, exactly. That's what we want to do. Start it off right at home on the ice with PNC. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We'll switch sports. Go to baseball here with the D-Bat.
Yeah, it was Bark in the Park last night. A lovely night for baseball. We've got tonight looking beautiful as well. We're going to talk about what happens on Friday. We do have a low that's going to develop off the coast, and we'll talk about how that changes our forecast coming up. But it's a nice morning out there, 63 degrees currently. Our wind is coming out of the east right now at around 8 miles per hour, so just a touch on the breezy side. We check out Futurecast, and you can see there's a little bit of cloud cover out there that we'll be dealing with this morning. And we're going to see that kind of on and off today. There's lunchtime, a little bit of clearing there in the northeast. We don't completely clear. There may be a few isolated showers late today down south. And then overnight, that rain is going to potentially start to spread northward. And we may wake up to some wet conditions for tomorrow morning. But it doesn't look like Friday will be a complete washout. The weekend won't be a washout either, but we'll be dodging some rain. We're going to go over that coming up. Looking at 50s in the east, 58 Goldsboro, 59 Rocky Mount, 54 in South Hill, but mid-60s in Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville, Southern Pine. So it's a mild start out there this morning. Feels very pleasant. We should see temperatures dropping into the 50s in the next couple of hours as cooler air starts to filter in. And it's going to be a cool afternoon. Our temperatures only climb into the mid-70s with variably cloudy skies.
We have breaking news this morning. A woman is dead and police are still at the scene right now. And officers responded to Glasson Street in Durham just after 10 last night. The WRL breaking news tracker has been there for hours as investigators taped off almost the entire apartment complex there. We'll see it with Michael Grace right now. He joins us live with what he's learned so far about this. Michael.
Yeah, Jeff, I think that's the big thing that sticks out is just how massive this crime scene is. And right now, there was just a number of forensics officers and police officers meeting to go over what they have so far. They have picked up the evidence markers here. But let's get you to what this scene looked like at around 2 a.m. this morning. And going back to that same point, just how massive the crime scene is. They've blocked off nearly the entire Chapel Tower apartment complex here in Durham. And one thing we're still trying to figure out is where exactly the shooting happened. The other thing that jumps out to you is that the weapon was left in the street right there. They ended up putting an evidence marker right next to it later in the morning, and a lot of searching for these officers throughout the morning. Obviously, we're still trying to figure out if anybody is in custody at this time. So we're hopefully going to get some more updates from police throughout the morning. Live in Durham, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're also working to get more information about a crash that left a car overturned on the Triangle Expressway. This happened near US 1 in Apex around 11 last night. There's no word yet on any injuries or what caused that crash.
It's going to be a busy day at PNC Arena. Fans will be out in droves for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. WRAL's Nia Harden is live outside the arena this morning. And Nia, it's so exciting for the Canes to make it this far in the playoffs, and they want to keep it going.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I just checked for tickets this morning to see how things are looking, and there are still a few tickets left. I really don't expect those to last long. Usually these type of things, they sell out, and we are talking about a very big day, a very big moment when it comes to the Canes making it this far. Canes are already getting fans really excited about what's about to happen. Just hours ago, they tweeted this, a new promo video saying it's time to raise up. The team will be on the ice this morning at 10:30 ahead of the game, and Canes are favored to win this series, according to sports experts. Tonight's game will be the first time the team has played in the Eastern Conference since 2019. It's also going to be the first time former Canes coach Paul Maurice, now the Panthers coach, will be back at PNC for a playoff series. Caniacs we spoke to are looking forward to it. The game is going to start at 8 o'clock tonight. WRAL will have coverage for you all throughout the newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
We'll be at PNC Arena all day. Join us at 7:30 p.m. for special pregame coverage of all the Canes excitement. We'll preview the series with the Panthers. Everything you need to know before the puck drops at 8. Then, after the game, turn to us for post-game coverage during our late news. At 11:25, we'll have an exclusive post-game show. You'll hear from fans, players, and, of course, Coach Rod Brind'Amour.
Only on WRAL, we are hearing from a black North Carolina lawmaker who was questioned by a fellow lawmaker about how he got into Harvard. Listen to this comment during a debate about a bill that would expand private school vouchers to families of all incomes.
Would you have been able to maybe achieve this if you were not an athlete or a minority?
That was directed towards State Representative Abe Jones about his admission into Harvard University. Speaking with WRAL's Chris Lovingood, Jones said he was offended by the comment. McNeely apologized for what he said.
I want to deeply apologize to Representative Jones and to this entire body. I respect Representative Jones. I think he's a great legislator. I think he's a great man. What I tried to ask or say did not come out right.
And I accepted his apology, so I did and I do. However, that doesn't forgive the import of the statement.
Jones said about 8 other Republican lawmakers came up to him to apologize as well. The controversial discussion happened as the State House approved a bill to expand private school vouchers by more than $400 million. House Bill 823 would also make every family eligible for the vouchers, regardless of their income. In the past, the so-called Opportunity Scholarship was for low-income families. Vouchers are checks written to private or religious schools to cover some or all of the cost of tuition for students who are accepted there.
Privacy concerns will be in the spotlight today as Durham Public Schools re-examines a controversial student tracking software. It's called Gaggle. The software monitors student activity on school accounts and uses keywords on devices. Any mention of violence or self-harm is immediately reported to staffers. Some parents argue the software is intrusive. Durham School Board is voting on whether to keep using it at their 6:30 meeting tonight. Gaggle is used by more than 100 North Carolina school systems. That's an overwhelming majority of the school systems in the state. Wake County, by the way, stopped using it last fall over concerns that it took away from classroom time and required more staff to monitor outside school hours. New this morning, South Carolina is now the latest state to take steps toward a near total abortion ban. Hours ago, the state's House of Representatives passed a 6-week abortion ban. The vote came after more than 23 hours of debate. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster called a special session last week. The bill now moves to the Senate next week. Right now, abortion is currently legal in South Carolina before 20 weeks.
New developments in the battle over the debt ceiling. President Joe Biden says he's confident the U.S. will raise it in time to avoid a default. He says top leaders will come together and find a solution because they all understand the consequences of failure. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy also echoed that message, but he's still demanding big cuts to social programs first. Some leaders are hoping for a deal by the end of the week. Without a deal, experts have warned the U.S. could default as early as June 1st and slip into a recession. New developments continue to emerge about the North Carolina bride killed on her wedding night in a crash.
We're digging into the lawsuit that's now filed against the accused drunk driver. Plus,
if the Lord gives you split peas, learn how to like split pea soup and go with it.
The words of wisdom from a farmer who was attacked by a bull. A local farmer shares his experience and the support he's received.
And here's a live look outside from the WRAL Azalea Garden. Recent rain is helping our century plant near full bloom. You can see the yellow bulbs that are sprouting on the stalk there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking our next chance for rain.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42. Pretty look here at Zebulon this morning. Of course, the town hall there, the historic town hall, all lit up this morning, looking absolutely beautiful. We're going to see some cloud cover once we see the sunrise here in a couple of hours. And temperatures are feeling pleasant. 55 in Lewisburg. It's 58 in Tarboro, 62 in Irwin, 55 in South Hill. So it's a little on the cool side. The kids at the bus stop may or may not want a jacket today. It's not going to be as warm as it was yesterday. Temperatures at lunchtime will be right around 70, and we'll see highs in the mid-70s for this afternoon. Today will be on the cloudier side, but it does stay dry and our humidity drops a little bit, so it'll feel pretty pleasant. And then that changes tomorrow. I'm going to talk about a low developing off the coast that could bring us some showers. I'll show you when to expect that tomorrow coming up.
Breaking news in the war in Ukraine. Military officials there say they shot down another round of Russian cruise missiles this morning. Those missiles took aim at the capital of Kyiv. These are pictures from police of one of them taken down by Ukraine's air defense system. It's the second straight day of air raids there and the ninth this month. Experts say it's a clear escalation ahead of an anticipated counteroffensive by Ukraine's forces.
A lawsuit has been filed in the death of a bride from Charlotte, killed on her wedding night by a suspected drunk driver. The lawsuit names Jamie Komorowski, the driver charged in the crash, and several bars and restaurants on Folly Beach. It claims Komorowski went to several bars before the crash, who all continued to serve her despite witness video showing she was drunk. It also says her employer, Taco Boy, regularly served alcohol at parties after work, including the night of the crash. Everybody named in the lawsuit declined to comment.
Durham County Sheriff's Office arrested a man who they say acted as an attorney, even though he isn't one. Johnny Clifton Jr. faces several charges, including obtaining property by false pretense. The sheriff's office says earlier this year, a woman hired him as an attorney. After seeing documents he prepared for her, she became suspicious and called police. Clifton is in the Durham County Detention Center, facing similar charges in Wake and Franklin counties as well.
A concerning nationwide chemo drug shortage is now being felt here in our area. This morning, cancer patients are faced with tough health decisions. Tony Desimitz from Holly Springs gets an infusion of carboplatin for stage 4 ovarian cancer. Health experts blame manufacturing delays at several pharmaceutical companies for the shortage of this drug, among others. The shortage now forcing Desimitz and doctors to choose.
I still have a life-threatening disease that, you know, has a poor prognosis, and so I need those drugs.
Desimitz receives care from UNC Health. The healthcare system told WRAL, our pharmacy, oncology, and supply chain teams and others are working to secure enough medications to treat our patients and on plans to conserve on current supply.
Questions are growing about an encounter between paparazzi and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle after the royal couple say they were chased through the streets of New York. For many, it brought to mind the car chase that killed Harry's mother, Princess Diana, in 1997. A spokesperson for Harry and Meghan says the Tuesday night chase lasted nearly 90 minutes and was nearly catastrophic. There were no crashes or injuries, though, and no arrests. New York Mayor Eric Adams says he will investigate the actions of the paparazzi, which he called dangerous.
More than 310,000 Ford trucks are under an urgent recall this morning because of airbag risks. The warning covers certain F-250, 350, 450, and 550 Super Duty trucks from the 2016 model year. Ford issued the recall after finding out that the driver's front airbag may not deploy during a crash. The automaker says it's not aware of any crashes or injuries at this time. This is Ford's third recall this year.
The Biden administration wants to use a new rule to prevent student loan debt. It would apply to for-profit colleges as well as certificate programs at nonprofit colleges. A similar rule was proposed during the Obama administration, but was later pulled back by former President Trump. The final regulation is expected to be released in October. If it's successful, the new rule would go into effect July of 2024.
All new this morning, parents, you'll soon be able to put your teenagers in Uber vehicles. The rideshare company says it's rolling out a new feature that will allow children ages 13 to 17 to ride alone for the very first time. Once a parent or guardian sets up the ride, the child will have to provide the Uber driver with a unique PIN number. The app records audio during the ride and shares the vehicle's location. Parents can contact the driver or Uber support team at any time during the ride. The new feature is set to begin on Monday in more than a dozen cities.
NC State's marching band added international performances to its list of achievements. And today, the Wind Ensemble performs at the Royal College of Music in London. The power sound of the South performing in front of Cardiff Castle in Wales yesterday. Band members have also made time for sightseeing iconic landmarks. NC State's band director told WRAL he's always looking for opportunities where students can perform at memorable locations around the world. The marching band will display its talents again on Sunday at a Premier League soccer match between Brighton and Southampton.
What an incredible experience. They certainly earned it, and a great way to represent North Carolina across the pond. It is 4:48. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what is going to be a beautiful day on tap.
That is so cool. That's awesome. It makes you want to be in the marching band, doesn't it? Let's take a look at what's happening outside right now. It is all dry right now, but we're about to change the weather pattern. We're going to see variably cloudy skies for today. It's going to be cooler and a little less humid. Our dew point's down to 52 right now, which should feel pretty comfortable to you. 63 currently around the Triangle area. We may see temperatures dropping down into the upper 50s here in the next few hours, and then we'll bounce back up to around 70 at lunchtime. So around town today, looking at 74. For the high in Raleigh, 73 in Durham, 77 degrees in Fayetteville. But we won't be completely clear today. We'll be dealing with some clouds on and off, and it'll be a little bit breezy during the afternoon. We can see some winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Our winds coming out of the east today, which we don't see that often. It is going to bring in some moisture from the coast, and that's what's going to keep the clouds around for a good chunk of the day. Hurricanes game, though, still looks good. I don't think it's going to rain during the Canes game. So if you're going to be out there tailgating, there may be a good bit of cloud cover, but look at 72 degrees at 5 o'clock, and then 62 degrees at 10 as the game wraps up. We still have some mild afternoons in our forecast today, tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, one of the reasons that it's going to be cooler is because we're going to see more clouds and a chance for rain. We're going to see a low pressure system developing along the coast, and I'm going to walk you through that on Futurecast coming up in just a few minutes. Saturday and Sunday, also another system comes through with a chance of some showers. Of course, that sounds pretty familiar, doesn't it? Our dew point today stays nice and comfortable, but after that, we're going to see a lot more moisture in the atmosphere for Friday through Sunday. And then early next week looks pretty quiet. Lots of things happening over the weekend. Of course, we've got the Got to Be in Sea Festival all week, and it kicks off on Friday. We do have the chance of a few scattered showers on Friday, especially the first half of the day. It may be that during the afternoon and evening on Friday, we get a little bit of a break. And then all of Saturday and Sunday will not be wet. We're going to walk through the timeline for the rain coming up in just a little bit. Our cool temperatures stick around. The blue color contours, of course, are where temperatures are below normal. We'll be pretty close to normal over the weekend. We get another nice little push of cool air that comes in as we get into next week. So we're not looking at any extremely warm temperatures heading our way anytime soon. And that's great news. Our explosion is Saturday and Sunday. We're going to talk about the forecast for that specifically coming up. And then some pretty weather on tap for next week.
Elizabeth, thanks. People from across the state are helping out a small town dairy farmer who was attacked by a bull.
And coming up only on WRAL, he tells us how all the support helped save his life.
A North Carolina farmer was attacked by a bull, suffering broken ribs, punctured lungs, and more.
We heard from this farmer for the first time about the attack and the massive support from the community. Only on WRAL, Liz McLaughlin visited him at UNC Hospital.
Randy Lewis has no shortage of close friends, including this reporter. And he's not one to normally ask for help. In fact, he's the one usually helping others. But years of his generosity and kindness are circling back in his time of need as he channels the love and support from this community to fight a long, painful battle to heal. Randy Lewis is feeling more like himself today, excited to be able to laugh with friends and eat solid food again.
Cold omelet, how's that?
Pete's no omelet at all.
Working to get his feet back on the ground after days of agony in the ICU. Recovering from a bull attack that left ribs broken, lungs punctured, and vertebra crushed.
If the Lord gives you split peas, learn how to like split pea soup and go with it.
It's been more than a week since the incident turned his life upside down and pulled him out of his normal routine of working sun up to sun down at his farm, Ranlew Dairy in Alamance County.
There are people in this world who really care whether I live or die. And you know, everybody can't say that. And I've got a crew of them.
He says he's overwhelmed to learn about the extent of the community's support. Hundreds of volunteers have signed up for shifts on the farm. Thousands, including musician Willie Nelson, have expressed support online. And a GoFundMe page to cover medical and farm expenses has raised more than $160,000.
I can only say thank you and how much I appreciate them caring about the situation and at least trying to make sure that I have a home to go home to. And you know, I hadn't been for all this, I don't know that would have happened.
A community coming together for a beloved farmer who's fighting to save his fifth-generation dairy. Liz McLaughlin, WREL News.
He certainly has a great attitude about it, and that'll take him a long way. You can find more updates about his recovery and ways to help that farm at WREL.com. There's an investigation underway right now after a woman was shot and killed overnight in Durham. Coming up at 5, Michael Grace will have a live report from the WREL Breaking News Tracker.
And coming up only on WREL, we're hearing from a Black North Carolina lawmaker who was questioned by a fellow lawmaker about how he got into Harvard.
It is game day for the Carolina Hurricanes. What you need to know ahead of game one of the Eastern Conference Finals.